Have you ever heard a Christian speak and you're like, man, like they always know the right words to say? Like they're so eloquent in their speech. They always, you know, they just got a little something to them, okay, with their speech. That, my friends, is wisdom, which you can find in the Bible. Wisdom is having a sound mind, good judgment, experience, and knowledge. But when it's godly wisdom, it becomes 10,000 times better because it's just better. I'm sorry, I don't really have a good case for that. I'm not gonna lie to you. No, seriously though, it's better because it's a part of Christ and we are called to be like Christ. So I'm gonna go over the 5 W's and then I'm gonna go into the H. So the who of wisdom is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You can only receive godly wisdom from God because he's the one who ushers it out to us. You can't get it through other religions. You cannot get it through things that you may worship, be it physical or a person. You have to get it from my trusty friend right here, the Bible. The second W is what, and the what is the wisdom. The third W is when, okay? And so you use wisdom at all times. There's never a good or a bad time to use wisdom. As Christians, we should always have wisdom day in and day out. It's not like a part-time job. You don't clock in and then clock out and maybe you'll see your coworker in 2 days or so. No, wisdom is round the clock. You have it 24/7, 25/8. Now the where, you can only find wisdom in the Bible. The Bible is God's choice to communicate the rest by written word, and so that's where you find it at. I 100% recommend the book of James, but more than the book of James, I really recommend the book of Proverbs, because Proverbs literally means pithy sayings. So there are things that you can just keep with you at all times. That is an excellent way to start off your wisdom journey with God. And then the big one, why wisdom? Because we are called to imitate Christ. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, that we are to imitate Christ. We're to copy him. So we are to be like him. And Christ, when he walked this earth, and even now in heaven, sitting at the right hand of God, he is a man and fully God that possesses so much wisdom. So we too should be like him. Now the how for wisdom, how do you actually get it? It's really not as hard as we make it seem. You start off by being consistent and reading your Bible. And that's also a great way to have self-discipline. Like reading the Bible will really get you right. You need to make sure that you have a relationship with Christ. You cannot get wisdom without having a relationship with God. It just doesn't work like that. Also, you need to make sure that you're observant and that you are present in the moment. A lot of times you just learn wisdom from living through life. Whether you're in high school, you're in college, you're married, you're engaged, you're going to be learning at all times. It's just up to you whether or not you want to take that. And finally, you want to make sure that you're surrounded by people who are already wise or on a path to becoming wise. Proverbs 27 verse 17 tells us that iron sharpens iron, meaning that you do need to watch out who you hang with and who you don't hang with, because it is of the utmost importance. You need to surround yourself with like-minded things. So a great place for this would be church, so that you can learn, so that you can talk with people and bounce ideas off of them. TikTok is great. Social media is great to learn wisdom here and there, but do not count on it as your sole source. Soul source of wisdom.